Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is Mem Vav. After a shvera, after every shvera gemara and every kasha, Tana Rabbanan, you go weiter. After Tisha B'Av, Tana Rabbanan, you go weiter. Move forward. So today's daf is Mem Vav, and we are Baruch Hashem. We don't have to do the whole thing. Every little bit counts. We're 8 lines from the top. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes. Someone who learned the brisos learned in front of Rav Sheshes like this. So Akum Ha'ivdim Es Haharim V'Es Haglois. We learned this the other day. If a guy serves the mountains and the hills, Hey Mutarim, the mountains and the hills are Mutter in Hano. Right, you're allowed to benefit from them. We saw Machlekes, Rashi Tosfos. We're not going to go into that now. It's Motzei Tisha B'Av. But let's just go with the Moshe Gemara is that they're Vahano. But if they and Messiah, yet, the ones that serve the mountains and the valleys, the ones that do that are Chayav Sayyid. And we have to reconcile the Rashi, and that makes sense. But there is a Chiyav Misa for doing that. However, Ve'es Hazroin, Ve'es Hayirokas. And let's say they have these seeds and vegetables which are disattached from the mountains and the hills, okay, so they're not part of it. In those cases, hein asurin va'evdehen b'sai. They're also, because they're not considered mechober, right? They're not considered mechober. We'll see, let's just read the words. We'll see what detached are attached. They're also, and the ones that serve them are b'sai. So, omelet. So that was what the Tana said to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said back to the Tana, omelet, the omelet kamani. Who's the one who holds, again, back to the case of the Zoram and the Yerukas, I misspoke, I said it too quickly. By the case of the Zoram and the Yerukas, who holds that those are Usur, and, what? Yeah, right. They're attached. So what's this, who's that opinion? Rav Sheshes said to Tan, who is that? Damlo Chamani, Rav Yeshu, Rav Yehudi. It's Rav Yeshu, Rav Yehuda, the Amar, who says, Ilan Shenatu, Lubsaif Avdu, is Asur. Rabbi Yossi holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we know that if something has a tvisas yad adam, which means a person was involved in its creation or its making, in that case, it doesn't have the halacha of being mechober, and it could become Asur Bahano, it could become an avodah zara, that's Asur Bahano. Now let's say you planted a tree, but the serving of the tree only took place after it was planted already. So the entire serving of the tree was on something that's mechubar. Yes, it happened to be made or planted by Yudei Adam, but that was before it even became an Avodah Zarah. So that's where we have the machlokes from Yehoshua Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Yehoshua Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be Asur. It's still called that it was made through Tfisas Yudei Adam. And therefore, this Braisa, which says that the Zoram and the Yerukas are Asur, has to be going like the opinion of Yehoshua Rabbi Yehuda. Because here, again, it was planted before it was an Avodah Zarah. It was only served when it was attached already, and it still says that it's usher. So it must be going to grace review. No, maybe you'll say the case is talking about the Zroim and the Yerukas that were planted originally for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah. And there, even the Rabbanan agree that that's called Tvisas Yedei Adam, because even already at the time that the person created it, it was already starting to be an Avodah Zarah. So that's called Tvisas Yedei Adam. So let it be like the Rabbanan, and that's the case. No, that can't be the case. The Tani Dumi Dahar. Because the Zoram and the Yerukas are cases that are similar to the mountain. Mahar Shalai Notu Mitchilulaka. The mountain, of course, as we know, was not made by man-made for Avodah Zarah, obviously. Same thing over here. When it comes to the Zoram and the Yerukas, it's the same thing. That it's not, we're talking about a case where it wasn't made with Chilul Akat, and therefore that's why you have to come on to the Rabbi Yeshua Yehuda. Okay, Idmar. Idmar, no complaints?
No.
Okay, great.
I just no question.
Didn't think so. Idmar, Avne Harish in the Daudulu. You have the stones of the mountain that are hanging. They're dangling. Semi-attached. Okay, so they were originally part. Like your house.
Yeah, it's a semi-attached.
Okay, so that they were dangling on the mountain. So now the question is that considered mechubar or not? So again, for it to become an avodah zarah. And again, if it wouldn't be mechubar, but it's still not tzitzis yidei adam. So we have this interesting case, which not mechubar, but it's also not made to a person because it's a stone that was on a mountain that became detached, because of some natural phenomenon or something.
So it's not completely loose.
It's not completely loose. It's still on the mountain.
It's on the mountain, but is it connected at all?
It's connected.
If we pushed it, it wouldn't be shot.
Maybe it will. I don't know if it's what the shear of considered hanging, but it's somewhat separated.
Look at Rashi.
He bowed down to this thing. It wasn't the inhar that was previously served, and then the stones became his
rock. No. You're right. You're serving the rock, the dome of the rock. But it's meant to be.
Detached somehow. Yeah. It's dislodged.
The question is, you have this case over here that's something that's not 100% mechubar,
right.
Mechubar, but not 100%, but it wasn't created from Tzvisa Sidayon.
When Rashi says, Necro
just means it was dislodged.
What difference does it make whether it's
it seems it was completely detached, then it would become an avodah zarah. It's only because at some level being mechubar that there'd be a shayla. If a rock fell off a mountain and you bow down to it, it could become an avodah zarah. But it's still not tzitzis yidei adam. That's the thing. It's mechubar, but not tzitzis yidei adam. But somewhat detached.
It says they became detached on their own. Sounds like learning Rashi. They became detached on their own without human involvement.
But it's completely detached?
But it was not detached by a human being. It was a storm. But it was not detached by a human being. It was a storm.
So completely,
So the point is
doesn't want that. You mean it wasn't? Okay. I don't know why it looked like.
If an Adam detached it, then it's a piece.
Right, but here it's detached.
But not by human beings.
All right. Okay. Usually, nadaldu means it's hanging. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. Fine. Okay.
No.
Right, so move into it.
No. Yeah. I'm not sure. You're right. It didn't become totally dislodged. It's still a little bit attached. Exactly. It's a little bit attached. And of the Bimkaima, that's why.
Who says that? Who are you reading?
I'm reading from the Ram, Avnei Harsh and the Dalgi, but of the Bimkaima and Mutar. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Beloi Nekru Lagamri.
It's not Nekru Lagamri, the Kesef
Mishnah. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Absolutely.
I was looking at the Rabbeinu Tananel. In other words, the reason why I looked like this, because to me it was another portion. If you have a rock that falls off a mountain and you bow down to it, of course it could become a bizarre.
So we hear Belay the Sparkle of Gamma. Rabbeinu Tananel says that you're
right?
Yes.
Benji says we're almost out of our budgeted time.
I needed someone to say that, by the way. I can't say it, but coming up.
Where's the knowledge?
Oh, yeah. But the guy, they're not familiar. The late people. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. It's getting hot in here. Itmar. Okay, good. Now that we're all in agreement. We're all ba'achtos. Tupshat. Both are true. Eilu ve'eilu. Oh. Avdei harish and nedaldu b'nei rabchiv rabchiv. Okay. B'nei rabchiv rabbi yechanan. They argue. Had omar asuris v'chad omar mutaros. One opinion is that they're asur, meaning they can become an avoy dezor, that's asur b'hanra. And one opinion holds that it's mutar because it's not considered tfisa sidei adam. It wasn't created through the hand of man. My time, oh. Okay, my time. We're going to explain this. My time in the Amutar is Kahara. Mahar Shein by Tvisa Sidei Adam Mutar. Afani Shein by Tvisa Sidei Adam Mutarim. right? The har is no tvisas of the adam. It came by, created by not the man. And it's mutter. The same thing is going to be true by these avnei har. Right? The gemara mala har shekein mechuber. Har is mechuber. Behema tachiyach. Oh. So behema is tachiyach. Behema, we're going to learn, cannot become, Rashi says the source, cannot become asur ba'ano. If someone makes a behema into a god, okay, that's a classic example, the sheep, the Egyptian sheep, they worship the sheep. It's not asur and hano. Rashi explains the source is because we have a specific source to say that an animal that was served doesn't have a zora. We have a specific pasuk saying that it can't be used as a carbon. Now, if it became asur b'hano to a person, of course it can't be used as a carbon because there's a din of mashki yisrael. Anything that's forbidden for a person is forbidden to be brought to as a sacrifice. So from the fact that the Torah said that baal chai behemo can't be used l'gavoya when it was served, it implies that it's mutar b'hano. And now the Gemara is saying from a behemo you see that even if something's not mechuber, it could still be mutar and hano, and therefore we're going to learn the same thing out to the avonim shenedalu.
So what
if baal chai
became mechuber as opposed to this, which is not to be
mechuber? Yeah, right. That's important. That's true. You have to say that. Yeah. Well, mala behema shekein balas chayim. Maybe you'll say no. Behemas, you can't learn out from a behema that over here be mutar b'hano because a behema is a baal chai. Baal chai has different rules.
Right.
So it's different rules. So har yechiyah. B'chazar adin lo rizek rizek lo rizek rizek. Hatzav shover shebehem she'ein bohem. Tfisa sidei adam u'mutar. Af po she'ein bohem. Tfisa sidei adam u'mutar. And that's going to be the source for the Maliyam who holds that it's mutar. These cases over here, the har, the hema, they were mishtanim mibriyasim, and since they're in this state, they're in their original state that they're in, after you serve the avodah zarah or before, it's the same state that it was always in. So over there, you can understand why it doesn't have the halacha of avodah zarah because it's naturally created in this way, so it doesn't have
the stone.
Right? But over here, in the case over here, it was nedaglu, right? It was removed from its natural environment. So maybe over here you could say that it will be asur. Elo asim behema balasmum umehar. So Mara says you could say that Tadashav is going to be in a case from a behema that's a balasmum, which, again, is going to have the isra, is not going to have the isra no, even though it's nashana be asur, it got a mum. And you'll have har, because you'll say mala behema shekei balasayim. Har is yukiyah. Or you can say vinami behema tamo. You can say it's from a whole behemoth, from Ilan Yavesh, but the Tzadashav is from an Ilan Yavesh, which is a tree that dries. So that's also Nishtana Mibriyasa. So those two cases will teach us to the case of Adam Shenadablu, that's going to be Motor. What about the other opinion? Umanda Asar. One who says it's Asar. Bahachik Ziv, Shakes to Shakzenu, Visaev to Saavenu. The pasuk says a double lashon, shakets to shakzenu, right? The you shall surely destroy and obliterate the avodah zarah, and that's telling us, this extra pasuk is telling us that even if really you should have a tana shoga, that it should be mutter. The Torah is saying no, it's going to be asur. Oh, t'stein d'neivar. Oh, so we have machlekes. T'stein d'neivar pia d'shor. So who holds what? We have Nei Rav Chiya arguing with Rabbi Yochanan by Avodim Shenedalglu if they are mutter or asur b'hano or not. Who holds what? The Gemara says Tistain the Nei Rav Chiya d'sharu. Let's prove that the Nei Rav Chiya are the ones that say it's permitted. The boy Chizkiya, this he had an interesting shayla. Zokah beitzel lihishtachav eslo. Let's say someone, you know, a beitzel is not Jesus Yidei Adam. Right, a beitza is an egg, which is born, the eggs that we ate tonight to break the fast. Right, they came from animals, and it's not a tzitzis yidei adam. But he did a little maisa over here. It's not a very hard thing to do if you try to stick up an egg. I don't know if it's even possible.
An egg
very difficult. Yeah. He somehow was like of the beitza. So he did a small maisa to straighten it up. He did it because he wanted to make the proper setting for him to bow down to the egg, his lucky egg. So what's the halacha? So what is Kasaka Daikos Hishakhavislav Hishakhavilov? What's the case? The case might be, you could say, that he stuck the egg up to bow down, and he ended up bowing down to become a boiling. What's the question? Because this was Chizkiah's Shaila. His Shaila was, Haiz kifasa, ihavi maisa, iloi havi maisa. The question is, if this is considered a maisa or it's not a maisa, meaning to make it into tfisa. But without it, we see that what? Mebnei Rav Chiya, who was Chizkiah. Chizkiah was Mebnei Rav Chiya. Mebnei Rav Chiya the Sharu, they're the ones who hold that it's mutter. Because here, let's say the egg did not have this maisa skifa done to it. So then it would be partial that it wouldn't be an Avodah Zarah. It wouldn't be an Avodah Zarah. Why wouldn't it be an Avodah Zarah? Because it doesn't have tfisa sidei adam. So back to our case also, the Avonim, also there's no tfisa sidei adam over there. And therefore, according to Bnei Apriyah, which is Bnei Chizkiah, it's going to be Mutter. No, really, I'll tell you, Bnei Apriyah, they're the ones who say it's Asri. And the Hashtachaba, Lo, Avagad Bnei Sagva Asuru. And really, if someone bounds down to it, even if he doesn't stick it up, even if the egg is lying flat, there's no Tfisa Sidei Adam at all, because it's not Mechubur, it's gonna, if he bows down to it, it's gonna be awesome. So what's the case? Case of the Beitza, where it was a Shaila. No, because here, he didn't end up bowing down to it. He just prepared the setting for the egg to be bowed down to. Right? Humpty Dumpty. He prepared the Humpty Dumpty to bow down to the egg. But Hasmona, right, he did Hasmona. But he didn't end up bowing down to it. And that's why there was a shaila whether it's us or not. Father, if you would have bowed down to it, even without the mice and skifa, it would be also. It's not mechubur. But here the shaila was where he didn't end up bowing down to it. So it's going to be Uleman. Who's this going with? If you hold like the opinion, we'll see later on, Machlekes, who holds that an Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asur right away, right when he prepares it, doesn't have to end up serving it. So then Asura over here, of course it's Asur. What's the shaila? If you're going to say that it's only, excuse me, usher once he actually bows down to it, and then the bowing down to it. So what's the shayla? Yeah, because no, he set it up to be used as an avodah zarah to bow down, but he didn't end up doing it. But a guy came along and bow down to it. Normally, a guy can't make the Avodah Zarah of a Jew forbidden, because ain't on the Maisa Davar She'ina Shaloi. Here, it might be different, because over here, when he decided to make this whole production by sticking up the egg, it shows that he has real intent to make this into an Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's allowing a guy to also join the party and be bow down to the egg. And the Gemara brings a proof, Ki hada Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yisrael says Zakat Lovena Lishtachavis Law. Someone Yisrael takes a brick and he stands it up to bow down. Above the Chavim Lishtachavis Law Asura. It's going to be Asur. So same thing here. What's the reason? I ain't a Muslim. Ain't a Muslim. I'm changing his life. No, because the Jew, he implicit in his actions was to invite the non-Jew to join the Avodah Zarah here. So over here as well. So what's the Shiloh become boiling? The shaila is maybe Levena who the min kros kifasa. Only when it comes to a brick, because when you stand it up, okay, that's a real hasmono. The brick is lying flat, and now it's stood up. It looks much different. It looks much more mikar. It's much more recognizable, and therefore we can say implicit in the action is to make it into an avodah zarah for all to come. But when it comes to an egg, it's not an egg on the ground. What do you see? It's an egg that's on this side and that's on this side. It doesn't really show you that much of a difference. So maybe that's not considered enough of a maisa that would imply that he's a gilui das, that the guy should come and serve the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if the guy ends up bowing down to it, maybe it would still have the problem of in on the maisa of the Shaloi. Maybe there is no difference. Take who? Okay. Good.
But she said, if a heved is not becoming a Avodah Zarah. Presumably that applied to the behavior you said is not becoming the greatest argument. Presumably that applied to another. What about this egg catching? The egg was an amazing zara. People worshipped it. Shell cracked. Out comes a little chick. What's that chick?
Oh, so, I mean, the truth is you could ask, what happens, let's say, when an animal gives birth?
No, because it wasn't a man. It wasn't another zara.
No, the Gemara's going to bring a case.
That's because it was...
No, let's say an animal...
It was other for some other reason.
Let's say an animal was an avodah zara and then it gave birth.
Saying you can't say an animal...
You just said there can't be an avodah zara.
So I'm saying, you're saying...
It's an egg now. So the egg could become a baby. Then the hatch is...
Maybe a rock. Can the animal become a baby? But you said that.
Well, it can. It can become also a gavoya. Everyone's...
It's
or no. You want it to be an is or no, and the little chick that came out of the egg after...
You did it with a bird. You worship a bird. Something would happen. You did it with a chick, with an egg. The egg becomes an object of the body that becomes an idol. And now it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
What's with that bird?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see, I'm just curious. It's fitting in a category.
Right.
Yeah. What's this question again? What's this question? The animal that serves as an avodah zara gives birth.
Let's say the egg case. The egg that became, let's say you hold the egg, could become an avodah zara, and then the egg hatches. Does the chick have a din of an avodah zara, or is it not?
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe it's like the boulder coming off the mountain.
Is it 100% not?
100%
not?
Asubana.
Absolutely.
It seems that it can't become. All right, good question. All right, Benji, should I go fighter or not? You're the one who's supposed to. I hear Jonathan. I hear what you're asking. Okay, someone who bows down to the mountain. Abonav mahu mizbeach. Are the stones mutul mizbeach? Because we know, as I quoted before, that like a behemoth, for example, behemoth doesn't have an isra no, but there still is an isra to bring it as a carbon. It's a din of neva. Yesh neva b'mechover eitzel gavaya, hoy ein neva b'mechover eitzel gavaya. Does this halach of neva, which makes an animal, even though there's no isra no, it still becomes also a gavaya. You have the same thing by a har, which is again, it's mechubur, so there's no din. So if there's no din of the zara on the mechubur, does that mean all the way to the point that there's no din of the zara even klapi gavaya or not? And the nachdamina would be, if you want to use these avonim from this mountain, you want to quarry the stones from the mountain and use it for the mizbeach. Yesh never mechubur eitzel gavaya, ain't never mechubur eitzel gavaya. Intim suleimar, if you say yesh never mechubur eitzel gavaya, maybe you'll hold that yes, that mechubur, there is a din navad, a mechubur, a klapi shemayim, there is a din navad. Machiri carbon, the carbon dumbo I like, but maybe it can still be used for the mizbeach. So the mizbeach is not the actual carbon, like a behemoth. Behemoth is also the gavaya, because that's the actual offering. But here, it's not the offering, it's the thing that enables need offering, which is machshire carbon, the mizbeach. The mizbeach enables you to bring a carbon. So over there, would it have the halacha of gavaya or not? Oy loy. Amar Rava said, kavachim, uma esnan shemuta betolus lehedyit also b'machubur l'gavaya, and esnan, which is the wager for zoinah. The halacha is that it's mutter b'hanol, there's no isra hanol in esnan. There's only also l'gavaya. Mutter betolus lehedyit, any hedyit can use it. Yet, also be mechubur l'gavaya. If someone gives something that's mechubur as an esnan, dais or something, and wants to use it l'gavaya, it's also the chsiv loisavi esnan zoyne mechir kelev, and then it says, and it doesn't differentiate. I'm so sorry. Loishnat lush, loishnat be mechubur. Oh, so leishna plush leishna mechubur doesn't differentiate. So nevad she'asu b'plush lehedyit anything she'asu b'mechubur l'gavaya. Kavachaymer nevad, which is an isra lehedyit b'plush, of course is going to be an isra b'mechubur l'gavaya. So that's the kavachaymer source. That's an isra. The avonim are going to be Also, now again, how's it tell us by Mizbeach? You'll have to say, if it's Machshir Karbuk or Karbuk, maybe it would be also. He said, no, maybe you go the other way around. A neva, this is really like a rhetorical question. He's saying, in other words, you have no source. And the point that he's making, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, the Rav, is that you have no source that there's an Isra Mechubar by an Esnan. And therefore, your whole... You're just assuming that. He says, since you have no source, I'll make the Kavachayim the other way. Same thing, there's no difference. Esnan shemutar b'tolosh lehedyit ain't a din shemutar b'mechubar ligavoya. And what was your whole source? Because it says over there, it doesn't make a difference. V'im yishum, it says over there by Esnan, beis Hashem lekecho. The pasuk says beis Hashem lekecho. And it seems to be saying, Rashi says, maybe you'll make a drasha. Right, look at the Rashi. Yimishim beis Hashem u'bayis l'neimer the bayis havi mechubar v'ka'asar v'derasha lehachi. Maybe you'll say there's a drasha that by Esnan it should be asurim mechubar because it says beis Hashem alikecha. That can't be true. Mebayilai we eat it. Look at the time you looked in a brayso beis Hashem alikecha prat leparo she'im mebayil bayis. The halacha of an Esnan is only when it comes for a mamash korban. But if you want to use an Esnan to buy a parah aduma. Since it's not Bola Bias, right? A Paraduma, where is it offered? It's Harzason. Oh, here you go.
You wanted to be here, but.
Or same thing. Oh, yeah. Or it could be a par. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. I think Rashi uses the word to purchase. But yeah, either one. Either one. Even if he wants to use the actual par. Yeah. Even if that's the case, the only time it is a problem when it's actually the Guf HaDover is actually used for the Mizbeach, the Migdash, the carbon. That's where the halacha would apply, according to the other. The Chacham say the Rabbi says to require. Based on the Kach, it's coming to include the Isser to use Esnan for the plating. The plating of the gold, the plates, not the actual stones per se. But the plating of these stones potentially are also forbidden to be used for an Esnan. So in other words, there's no source that there's an Isser Esnan on Mechubar. You want the mic, Ricky? I know what I said wrong. Anyways, sorry. The Chacham say that you can't even use it for further Rikuim. The point over here is that you have no source from the Kavach Omer that Mechubar is going to be usher when it comes to Lagavaya. That's the question. Amarle. So he said to him, Anokamino Lechumra Vadam Lekula. You have a Kavach Omer, either, right? You have the Kavach Omer. Rava was saying this is a Kavach Omer. And the, who said that? Who's saying what to Rav Shuman later? Rav Huna Ben Yeshua said to Rava. Rav Huna Ben Yeshua said to Rava. That you have the Kavach Omer the other way around. So Rava said back, Anokamin Luchumra. I said this Kavach Omer to make an Isser of Mechubar Lagavaya. Okay, if you Mechubar. Ba'atam at the Kula, you are going to make the Kavach Omer the other way around. What do you do? Kula Mechumra? Luchumra Parchinan. When you have a Kula and a Chumra, you always go Luchumra. And therefore, that's Rava's, again, he's coming out and saying that in this case, it's going to be an Isser. It's going to be an Isser. Yisro Lagavaya by Mechubar. I'm going to Pabla Rava.
Same thing with Esnan? Esnan would also be
Usher? No, that's the source. Oh, you mean, yeah, and Esnan would also be Usher, yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're going to have to say that Esnan is also Usher Ruchumber for the Kavach Omer to make sense.
What happened to the 8-minute? What happened to the 8-minute daf?
Stretching it out.
We're on
the third one.
The daf is over. You can go to sleep. It's fine.
I already did.
I'm only a couple of Rabbah. A Papa said to Rabbah, "V'chol heitan ikachula v'chumra l'kula leparkinon." Hi, you'll tell me what? And wherever you have a kavachaymer, you always go chumra. So you're not like that. But hazor the pesach, the hazor pesach, the tzigur of the Ezra of Yekiva, the Ezra savar l'chumra, become a chayv le gavra bebekilu kula l'pakum. What's the case over here? We have a case of Azor on Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos. And the question is, someone who's tummy mace on the seventh day of his tumah, all you do is you sprinkle him with the hyssop and the mace atos, right? And he becomes tahor. The question is, can you do that on Shabbos? It's a shvus. Tikkun Gabriel, Tikkun Monad. It's a shvus. So can you do it on Shabbos or not? And that's Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds the Chumrah, and your Chayiv, meaning your Chayiv to the Chumrah, become a Chayiv like the Gabriel, to who Upotar, he says, meaning the question is if he has to bring Karpas up or not. So one is Machlekes says you can do it, and therefore you are Chayiv him to bring Karpas Pesach. One says the Kula, and therefore, and therefore he's going to be Potter. The Kapara, Rabbi Kiva, the Kula, and Rabbi Kiva says the Kula. No, look at the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Akiva, Oishu, look. Rabbi Kiva said, let me go the other way around with the Kabbalah. Uma hazo, shihi mishum shvus, ain't a doicha shabbos, shchita shihider, aiso, loi, kol shukain. Rabbi Yezer had said the Kabbalah. He said, the shchita of a Pesach is doicha shabbos. Hazo, which is only a shvus, of course it's doicha shabbos. And therefore that was Rabbi Yezer bringing his raya that you have to do the sprinkling, and he has to bring the Korban Pesach that night. Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, I'll still tell you the Kabbalah the other way around. Hazor, which is a shvus, is going to be asur, meaning you have no source for what you're saying, and shchita will also be asur. No, okay, that's the sugi over there. Yeah, but in other words, what do you see from Rabbi Akiva? That he goes the kula. He goes the other way around. You have a Kabbalah climber one way or another. Rabbi Akiva goes the kula. So Rav Papa said to Rava, how do you know to say your Kabbalah climber to be Machmir? You see that sometimes you go the kula. Gemara says, no raya from there. Also, Rabbi Eliezer, Gemara, Ebi Yakele, Talmud. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer had actually taught Rabbi Akiva the halacha that Hazor is Doshe Shabbos. But he forgot. He forgot that halacha. Also, Rabbi Akiva left Pure. Rabbi Akiva came to remind him. But he didn't want to say it directly to him. That would have been chutzpah to do it like that. This is what he said to him. Rabbi Akiva said to his Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi, Atach Gurein Mishas Adin. He said, don't argue with me in this machlekes, in this Kabbalah Chaimer. Ach mekubal ani mimcha. I have heard from you. Hazor shvus, ve'in a doiche es ha-shabbos. Hazor shvus, and it's not doiche Shabbos. So in other words, he wasn't trying to tell him to actually make the Kabbalah Chaimer l'kul. No, you only say l'chomer. But he was trying to say to him, to hint in an indirect way, so that he shouldn't be chutzpah. He shouldn't be fresh to his Rebbe. He stood in a way indirectly so that he would say to him, this, that shvus is a shvus, and even though it's a Shabbos. For Ramachomer is, Shaila, Mashachim will come as seated. Mahu luminachos. If someone bowed down to, wheat stalks that are harvested, stood up, I guess. I mean, it's truly a shaila. They are attached. The question is what happened afterwards. Okay, ma'alu menachos. Oh. Yeshino benevad or yeshinoi benevad. The question over here is if it's going to be shinoi benevad. So Rashi says, Rashi, mishtachel kem achidin mahein. The menachos Rashi says lahedjet mishrishoy day mechuber nesu lahedjet rikam avoy legavoya intim salomer yesh neva bimechuber etzal gavoya achamai kibin the hoger tachaluhu. That's the point. Yesh yuna beneva the way mitzvah legavoya el beinei avohecha the ishtani shapudami. Oh, so maybe you'll say you're right. There is an isur neva even bimechuber legavoya, but here he made it the flower. It was nishtana after it became a neva. So over there, can it be used luminosus? Yeshinu benevad, or ain shinoi benevad. Amr Bazucha Beit Rav Nachman, Toshima, Koho Isu and the Gabba Mizbeach, will they say Halamutari? All of the things that are Asr Mizbeach, Reveya, Venirva, all those cases where it's Asr, the child that's born is Mutter. The Tani Allah Rabbi Yezer Oisr, Rabbi Yezer said it's Asr. So what do you see? Even though the Gemara is saying, even though the Vlad was also when it was in its mother, the Gemara is assuming that. And yet, when it comes out, it's mutter to be born as a carbon. Why? Because it was a shinui. When it was in the mother, it was a fetus. And now, when it comes out, it's a regular Vlad. And therefore, there's a shinui. And when something was nevad or asr, the shinui takes it out of that status. And that's why the Vlad is mutter. But Rabbi Yezu says it's asr. Rabbi Yezu says it is asr. There's ain't shinui benevad. So, that's the... That's where our Shiloh is.
That's going to be relevant to the egg turning to the chicken.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, the case here is the case of Lodis, but But your case was...
Jonathan's case is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also a kosher.
Yeah, so this Gemara, I think, is yeah, is actually relevant to that, yeah.
No. This is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is different. The Gemara over here is talking about the Asuri Mizbeach. Can use the blood from Mizbeach. Jonathan's case is Avodah Zarah.
No, but the Gemara is applying it to the Kama Sifin. In other words, he's saying the case of the chicken is a Shinoi Benevad, basically.
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay.
If it would be just a question of the story, okay. That's one thing. He's talking about a regular Avodah Zarah. Can you have Hana from that comes out of it?
Jonathan, take it outside because the item here is getting very antsy.
Okay. You finished the daf already. That's it. It's going to run, right? Tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
I don't know. Vlav itmar lo amar av nach nor amar av barbu am achlekes kishnir vo besoin vibru. Then achlekes rabbi Yezer and Tanakam over there is when it was nirva and then it became an uber. So then as Mal Yomu says it's mutter. Aval ibru besoin vibru divra akol asurin. But in a case where it wasn't nirva while it was a uberis, everyone is going to hold its usher. There's machlekes whether the vlad gets the isra of the aim, but the aim had the isra chalene before it had the child yet. So there's a question, mutter usher. But let's say it was pregnant while it did the maisa revia. Everyone holds that it's usher, even though the vlad is born afterwards and there's a shinoi. So achanami kid will beside nirvul dummy. So here, quite the opposite. Over here you have a raya that it should be usher, like that case of ibru beside nirvul. And there's no din of shinoi b'nevan. He could have a machlekes v'shnevul b'seif ibru. Some say that the machlekes was where it was nevul b'seif ibru. Abel ibru b'seif nevul. Did we have kol aser? Hahaninami kibul b'seif nevul dami. So Rashi says this other lashon holds as Rav Zutu himself was. He was bringing a raya. He was bringing a raya partially surah. He wasn't just a cash on him. He was actually bringing a raya. Zogdi mara hachi ashta hasam eikar beheim of ashta beheim of. Right? Over there, by the case of the name, it's not a shinoi. Because the animal is an animal while it's in the mother's tummy. It came out, the doors just opened. They just opened the doors and it went out. But over here, over here, you have wheat and now it's flour. There is a shinoi. So you, over there, really, so over there, everyone's going to agree the vlad is awesome. Because it's not a shinoi. But over here, is there a shinoi b'neva or is it not shinoi b'neva? Because over here, it was actually, wheat, and that was, became into flour. All right, Shkoya, thank you so much.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.